Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
U.S. Representative Mary Peltola celebrated a pro-fish decision she brought to national attention to support fishermen in Alaska. An executive order that was signed by the president on Friday, December 22nd, empowers the United States to combat predatory foreign trawlers, particularly in the Bering Sea and North Pacific regions. The order built upon existing U.S. sanctions against Russia by closing a loophole to prevent seafood harvested in Russian waters or by Russian-flagged vessels processed in third countries, such as China, from entering the U.S. market. Thank you to our Alaska fishermen, the Alaska delegation, and countless Alaskans who have worked tirelessly to educate the administration on this issue, said Representative Peltola. I cannot stress enough the importance of safeguarding our North Pacific Ocean and ensuring the economic well-being of Alaskan fishermen. We must not turn a blind eye to the alarming threat that unregulated foreign trawlers pose to our local fishermen and marine ecosystems. We have achieved a major milestone in pro-fish policymaking, equipping us with the necessary tools to fiercely protect our interests and promote sustainable fishing practices. Russian vessels that operate in the Bering Sea and North Pacific regions are a significant problem for Alaska fishermen. These largely unregulated vessels circumvent U.S. sanctions applied after the Russian invasion of Ukraine by reprocessing their fish in China. Recent reporting from the Outlaw Ocean Project has shown that this processing often occurs by using forced labor in China. This seafood is then exported to America at artificially low prices, undercutting Alaskan fishermen. To learn more about this story, visit our website at RadioKenai.com. An avalanche halted the Sterling and Seward Highway traffic for 7 hours on Christmas Eve. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Folks hoping to travel between Soldotna and Anchorage on Christmas Eve were greeted by an unwanted delay when a large avalanche halted traffic at the Sterling and Seward Highway Y. The avalanche, which was approximately 400 feet long, was first reported just after 8 a.m. Sunday morning and created an impasse which wasn't cleared until approximately 3 p.m. At the time, the Alaska Department of Transportation was having trouble getting excavation equipment to the south side of the debris field. Justin Shelby, DOT Central Region Administrative Operations Manager, told KSRM the morning of the avalanche.
We don't have a lot of resources on the south side of the debris field, so we're currently mobilizing howitzers to get down there to make the area safe for crews to work.
The hope for DOT was to attack the debris field from both the north and south sides to expedite clearing the roadway. One woman was traveling with her three children at the time of the avalanche, and their vehicle was struck by the sliding snowfield. Fortunately, she was prepared with winter gear for herself and her children, and all four exited the vehicle as quickly as possible, the DOT recommendation for anyone caught in an avalanche. A video from the same vicinity of the avalanche has been circulating on social media since Christmas Eve, showing a large flow of snow moving rapidly down a mountainside. The post states it is not the same avalanche nor a man-made avalanche shot down by DOT. Be cautious when driving between Soldotna and Anchorage or Seward during winter driving conditions, especially following heavy snow, and always travel with an emergency winter driving kit and winter gear. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday, December 22nd, to adopt a resolution that would help with beetle mitigation. The resolution would authorize a contract award and would allow Phase 2 of the 2023 Community Wildfire Protection Plan mitigation to proceed. Within this plan, the city would mitigate wildlife hazards on approximately 120 acres in Kenai. This is after the council received an award contract for this plan.
This is the 118 acres. This is a drainage area known as Cemetery Creek that extends from the floatplane basin, the airport down through cemetery across the highway near the Lee Shore Center. I see the size and price, $177,000.
Said Councilmember Baisden during the meeting. The $177,000 was the lowest of three bids that were presented to the Kenai City Council. Doug Cook Professional Tree Service was awarded the fund. In regards to funding, it will come from grants that the city received from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources and from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Given that this was a generous grant award, the project was given 3 years to be completed instead of the typical 12 months. Within this time frame, the hope is to fell all of the trees that have been killed by spruce bark beetles. Trees that have been affected by the beetles are extremely dangerous in wildfires and are also known to fall over in high windstorms. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.